Thank you, Maureen. How nice to have you back at Chatterbox again. Maureen reminded us that Chatterbox started life in 1978, so we are going to take a look back over the news stories of that year. Our second guest reader this week is James Bagg, who is the High Sheriff of Norfolk. James, welcome to Chatterbox. What was happening in 1978?
This was quite a year, notably with the launch of Chatterbox. From the Norwich Evening News, stories that made the headlines included a gag on council workers during a probe into Breckland's building maintenance department, a fight for the city to retain its character came from a county planning officer, a plea for public understanding of the plight of gypsies, and in football, John Bond was set to leave Norwich City to take over the vacant Birmingham City hot seat. A Norwich City supporter was hit by a brick thrown through the window of a coach travelling home from an away match, and Anna Ford made her debut appearance as ITN's female newsreader, their answer to Angela Rippon. Notable world events included, in America, the first ever cellular phone was introduced, and NASA unveiled the first women astronauts. Sweden was the first country to recognise the effects of aerosol sprays on the ozone layer. The Amoco Cadiz oil tanker ran aground off the coast of Brittany, which resulted in a major oil slick that had devastating effect on wildlife. And Argentina won the World Cup on home soil. In Britain, the first test tube baby was born. And on television, we were watching Happy Days, Little House on the Prairie, and The Rockford Files. And people were flocking to cinemas to see Saturday Night Fever and Grease. Those films had us all wearing flares and big lapels, fake animal prints and leather bomber jackets. And Rod Stewart was asking, "Do you think I'm sexy?" And ABBA were singing,
"If you change your mind, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, gonna be around. If you're all alone.